Welcome to the Shiurim Targum Parshas Kedoshim. Wanted to take a look tonight at some of the psukim in the beginning of Perek Chof. Those psukim discuss the aveira of giving over from one's children to Molech, to the Avodah Zarah Molech, the punishment that's involved in doing such a thing, and the severity of this form of Avodah Zarah. And we'll see that the Targumim, both the Targum Unculus and the Targum Yonasan ben Uzio, have some very interesting comments that relate to understanding this this Parsha in a deeper way. We'll recall that last week in Parshas Achrayimos, the reference to one giving over his child to Molech is interpreted by the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel in a totally non-literal way. Mizarech alositein lahavir la-Molech, don't take from your seed to give over to Molech. So Targum Yonasan ben Uziel interprets that as a prohibition against intermarriage, which we spoke about at length last week, because the Mishnah in Megillah says explicitly, don't interpret the pasuk Mizarech alositein lahavir la-Molech as a prohibition against intermarriage. If somebody does that, so we should get up and we should silence him if he's making such a translation during the Kriya Satora. So, what happened? The Yonasan ben Uziel missed the memo? Like, what? Why does he translate in that way? So again, we spoke about it at length last week. You know, what enables the Yonasan ben Uziel to give that translation, notwithstanding the fact that on the surface, the Mishnah Megillah seems to be dead set against such a translation. Okay, so the Shira's online. Confer back to last week.
Anybody can burn a bird.
Right, exactly. But interestingly, you know, in this week's Parsha in Kedoshim, when the Torah speaks about not giving over one's child to Molech, here both Targumim, both the Unculus and the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, translate the psukim literally. In other words, here we're not talking about intermarriage. Here we're talking about actual Avodah Zarah, giving one's child over to Molech in an idolatrous kind of sense. That makes sense from context. You ask, why does the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel translate it non-literally last week in Achrayimos, but in Kedoshim he goes with the literal translation? It makes sense from context. It's very, very difficult to understand the psukim in this week's Parsha is talking about intermarriage, first of all, because it describes the person engaging in giving one's child to Molech as being subject to the death penalty. It's very, very clear about that. We don't find that the death penalty is associated with intermarriage. Your mother may kill you, but the bezdin isn't going to kill you for intermarriage. What's that?
Kanoi and
Pogenbo, right? Okay, Kanoi may kill you.
Yes.
But again, it's clear in the context over here in the Chumash, we're not talking about extrajudicial execution. We're talking about the bezdin putting somebody to death, as we'll see in just a moment. Also, as we pointed out last week, this from the Tiferes Yisrael says part of what prompts the Yonasan ben Uziel to interpret the pasuk "Umizarech alositein lahavir la-Molech" as talking about intermarriage is because the pasuk is jarring. The whole parsha over there, all of Perek Yud Ches, is talking about the arayos, this prohibited relationship, that prohibited relationship, and then all of a sudden, seemingly out of left field, it says "Umizarech alositein lahavir la-Molech." Says the Tiferes Yisrael, it's very difficult to interpret that pasuk literally because it doesn't fit the context at all. We were talking about prohibited relationships. So at least the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel, by interpreting it as talking about intermarriage, it fits, it may not fit the words, but it fits the context of what the Chumash is talking about. Here, again, if you look at the first couple of psukim, the first six psukim, more or less, of Perek Chof, it's a standalone description of not engaging in idol worship. It seems to make sense to say that we're talking about Molech not as a metaphor for intermarriage, but rather about the actual Avodah Zarah itself. So let's start off. We'll note a couple of things as we go along. So Perek Chof Pasuk Aleph, Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Lemar, Ve'al Bnei Yisrael Tomar. You should say the following to Bnei Yisrael. Ish ish mi Bnei Yisrael min agir agar bi Yisrael. Any man from Bnei Yisrael. The Targum Yonasan ben Uziel typically interprets the phrase ish ish as gevar tilei or gevar siv, whether it's a young man or an old man. Right? There's no ageism when it comes to this halacha. Ish ish, young or old, or min ager agar bi Yisrael, or a convert who joins the Jewish people. Asher yiten mizaro la molech mos yumos. If he gives from his children, from his seed to Molech, such a person should be killed, should die. Am ha'aretz yirgimuva oven. The people of the land will stone him with stones. So the Yonasan ben Uziel over here makes the following brief comment, which may not seem remarkable on the surface, but as we'll see, gets involved in a whole debate between the Rishonim. What does it mean, Asher Yitein Mizaru La Molech, that he gives from his children to Molech? The Ya'abar Mizare La Molech, he passes from his children to Molech. So far, that's a literal translation. Lemitokda Benura, to burn the child with fire. At the end of Parshas Achreimos, the pasuk that we quoted before, assuming that we're going to understand it literally, Mizarecha lo sitein laha'avir lamolech, doesn't make it clear what happens to the child in Molech worship. Again, literally, don't take from your child, don't give him laha'avir, to pass him to the Molech. Rashi explains at the end of Parshas Achreimos, Perek Yudches Pasuk Chof Aleph, Avodah Zarah hi Shishma Molech, there's an idol called Molech. V'zoi Avodasa, this is the way that Molech is worshipped. Shemosir Benola Komrim, you give over your child to the priests. V'osin Shtei Meduros Gedolos, they make two large pyres. U'mavirinus Haben Biraglov Ben Shtei Meduros Ha'esh, and they pick up the child by his legs, and they pass him through the two fires. It's not clear in Rashi whether the child is actually being burned by the fires. In other words, it's very possible to read this Rashi as some kind of strange, hakafa-like ceremony. You know, they pick the child up, there's a fire on this side, there's a fire on that side. They walk through the fires, okay. So nobody's harmed, you know, no children were harmed in the production of this Molech Avodah Zarah. Nothing happened to the child. But that's the way, you know, even though no one is harmed, that action is considered to be an action of Avodah Zarah. And even though you might say it's harmless in a physical sense, it nonetheless is Chayiv Misa. It brings with it the death penalty because the person is using this to worship Avodah Zarah, to worship Molech. Here in Rashi and Chumash, it's not entirely clear, but Rashi in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, when the sugya discusses the worship of Molech, Rashi there says explicitly they would not scorch the child. The child was not burned during this Molech worship. So although Rashi and Chumash could be understood really in both ways, Rashi in Maseches Sanhedrin is more explicit. The child was not actually burned during the Molech worship, according to Rashi. The Ramban, in a long piece here, in Perek Yudches Pasuk Chof Aleph, argues with the Rashi in Sanhedrin. I'll just quote you the Rashi in Sanhedrin for a moment. It's Rashi in Sanhedrin, Samech Dalet Amid Beis, Dibur Maschel Ositein Laha'avir, second. Yeah, so Rashi writes, just looking for the exact lashon. He writes, "V'lo yasarfa es haben." He would not; the child was not burned. The Ramban, however, disagrees. V'im kol zeh hanira be'enai mehechra chapsukim, Ki hoya haben l'ma'acholas eish. The Ramban writes, he does not understand the Molech worship as being described by Rashi in Sanhedrin and being alluded to Rashi on Chumash. The Ramban writes, no, the child was actually, Rachmana Litzlan Lo Aleinu, burned by the fire, was killed by the fire. That was the Molech worship, that the child was offered up as a sacrifice to Molech. And the Ramban brings a whole series of psukim in Tanakh that talk about this child worship. He says that was the avoda of Molech. You know, not like Rashi writes in Masechah Sanhedrin, like he alludes to in the Pirush on Chumash. So the Yonason, just bearing that in mind, this Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban, the Yonason ben Uziel by us clearly is favoring the interpretation of the Ramban against the interpretation of Rashi. One who gives the Yabar Mizare Lomolech Lomitokto Benura, one who gives from his child to Molech to burn him with fire, right? The Yonason ben Uziel is clearly writing that, you know, it wasn't simply that the child was passed through the two fires. The child, Rachmana Litzlan, was killed. You know, he was burned to death as a sacrifice to Molech, in this, you know, very warped, depraved kind of Avodah Zarah. So again, in just two words, the Yonason ben Uziel has tipped his hand with regard to this Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. He clearly takes the side of the Ramban. So the Pasuk describes how the person, the father, who brought his son as a sacrifice to Molech, again, either in the sense of just symbolically bringing him between the two rows of fire or actually burning him, is subject to the death penalty. Am ha'aretz yirgemuhu va'oven. The people of the land should stone him with stones. Here, the Targum Onkelos, somewhat atypically, does not interpret the words Am Ha'aretz literally. The literal translation of Am Ha'aretz is Amo De'ara, the people of the land. And earlier in Chumash, in Vayikra Perek Dalud, the Targum Onkelos does use such a term, Amo De'ara, in translating the word Am Ha'aretz. Right, if a person from the Am Ha'aretz, from the people of the land, sin, so he should be, he has to bring a Korban Chatos. That's the context over there. Here, instead of using the term Amo D'ara, the Targum Onkelos writes,